This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky warned on Friday that Russia was throwing all its resources into a campaign to stop Ukraine's troops from gaining ground in their counteroffensive, and a top general reported new progress on the southern front. VOA's Jeff Custer.
Ukrainian military analysts suggest that things were not easy for Ukrainian forces in their bid to advance southward. Ukraine has launched a counteroffensive to take back swaths of land in eastern and southern Ukraine, captured by Russian forces in their invasion launched in February of last year. The offensive has focused on capturing villages in the southeast in a drive towards the Sea of Azov and areas near the eastern city of Bakhmut, taken by Russian forces in May after months of battles. Russian accounts say its forces had repelled Ukrainian attacks in the eastern Donetsk region, including around Bakhmut. But from his Telegram account, the commander of Ukraine's southern forces, General Alexander Tarnovitsky, said his troops were systematically moving the enemy out of their positions. Neither account could be independently verified. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
The UN Children's Agency, UNICEF, said Friday some 289 children, all known to have died in the first half of 2023 while trying to cross the Mediterranean Sea to Europe. At a news conference in Geneva, the agency migration and displacement lead, Verena Noss, called for expanded, safe, legal, and accessible pathways for children to seek protection in Europe.
The number of children that have lost their lives while attempting to cross the Mediterranean to reach Europe has doubled compared to last year. And driven by conflicts in Sudan, in DRC, in West Africa, but even as far away as Afghanistan, and by the impacts of climate and climate hazards from droughts to heat waves.
Noss says that the true figures are likely to be higher, as many shipwrecks on the central Mediterranean leave no survivors or go unrecorded. She said all these deaths were absolutely preventable. This is VOA News. The UN Security Council asked the U.S. the UN Secretary General on Friday to come up with options to help combat Haiti's armed gangs, including a possible UN peacekeeping force and non-UN multinational force. A resolution adopted unanimously by the Council asked UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres to report back on a full range of options within 30 days to improve the security situation. That includes additional training for the Haitian National Police and providing support to combat illegal arms trafficking to the impoverished Caribbean nation. Also authorizes up to 70 UN police and corrections advisors to scale up support and training for Haiti's understaffed and underfunded national police force. A federal appeals court has temporarily halted a lower court ruling that limits the contact the Biden administration officials could have with social media companies. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn tells us more.
This was a flap that developed over COVID-19 and the Biden administration effort to stop misleading information about vaccines. It pressured social media platforms to remove what was considered misinformation, along with comments about the president's son Hunter and election fraud allegations. A group, including the attorneys general of Louisiana and Missouri, sued the administration. And a Louisiana federal judge appointed by former President Trump ordered the administration not to interfere with content containing free speech. The Biden administration appealed, and the Fifth District Court in New Orleans has issued a stay until the lawsuit can be fully argued. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Striking Hollywood actors joined film and television writers on picket lines Friday, the first day of a dual work stoppage that has forced U.S. studios to shutter production as workers battle over pay in the streaming TV era. More from Reuters' Gillian Kitchener.
Academy Award-winning actress Susan Sarandon joined strikers in New York City.
So we're in an old contract for a new type of business, and it's just not working for most people.
LA is a union town.
Joint action by both Hollywood writers and actors hasn't been seen in more than 60 years. In Los Angeles, actors marched outside offices like Paramount and Netflix, calling for better pay in the streaming TV era. SAG-AFTRA president Fran Drescher, the star of the TV series The Nanny, raised her well-known voice, joining picketers outside Netflix.
You'll find more at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.